It is Mandy and Jimmy on the station that's going to start paying you to listen starting January 23rd. All right, so we live in the South, and we really don't think about stuff that we say and do that's kind of way different from Northerners, per se.
But it is.
It's way different from most of the world.
Yeah, not even just Northerners, just everyone.
Until somebody points it out to you, and then you're like, oh, we do that. This girl put a very hilarious list together of like questions, like things that we do here in the South that we really don't pay attention to.
I think it's just some random person on Twitter that I saw.
Like, she was just like, I don't get it. I don't understand. And then I'm like, oh, yes. As I'm reading down these, we 100% do all of them. Yeah. And it's really funny. So we're going to go down a few. Of some of the best ones. All right, Jimmy, I'll let you start it off.
We need appropriate music.
Okay, I got you right
this.
Here.
Okay.
Don't take offense to that. It's great.
If you can't laugh at yourself, you can't laugh at anything.
That's right.
Here we go. Why do people from the South like mason jars so much?
That's true. Is it because, did it start with the whole firefly thing where you like to catch those lightning bugs?
I think
that's not a firefly. Okay, anywho. Why do Southerners call their shopping carts buggies?
Why do people from the South talk so damn slow? I feel like they think we're stupid and don't understand anything, so they talk slow.
I take offense to that, really. I do. We don't talk slow. We just, you know.
Sometimes we do.
Sometimes. This one's my favorite. Why do people from the South have to say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
There's a Y on the end. Why do people from the South think Olive Garden is so damn fancy?
True. Why do we think Olive Garden? We're like, we're going on a date night. We're going to Olive Garden, girl.
They got them cloth napkins there.
They pour the wine right in there. Jimmy, it's you. Oh, that's me. Just kidding. I'm lost. All right. Okay. All right.
This is my favorite.
All right. Here we go. Why do white people from the South always have weird names for their grandmas? I don't know. Why do we?
Mimi.
Mamaw. Meemaw.
Meemaw. We call my grandma Hoo Hoo Mama.
Oh, wait.
Hoo Hoo Mama.
Your grandmother was called Hoo Hoo Mama. Mm-hmm. Is that because when she came around, you were like, who is that?
Mm-hmm. One of my cousin, like second cousin, whatever, they're real young. They couldn't say grandma, and they would always go, Hoo Hoo Mama. Hoo Hoo Mama. So that's now her name.
Okay.
Here we go.
That is by far the best grandma name I've ever heard.
Right into it.
Yeah.
Why do all Southerners have two first names? One name is hard enough to remember.
Bobby Joe.
Cindy Lou. Mary Ann. Mandy Ann.
That's funny. Okay. This one, for real, ladies, this one relates to every single woman in the South.
It hits home.
It definitely hits home. People from the South, why do you guys monogram everything? Like, really, why do we?
Everything.
Why do we monogram everything? I don't understand.
Your Yeti cups, your cars, your shirts,
your boots that you're wearing on your feet,
your phone cases.
Everything. We monogram so much that I feel like you can never have enough stuff monogrammed. I want to know that one person that has the most monogrammed stuff. Like, do you have...
Everything.
You have, like, a jacket, your boot,
your bras,
purse, your
underwear.
If you're... Okay, you don't need... There's no need for that. But seriously, though, I want to find that one person that literally monograms everything. Call me up, 230-9456. We don't really have anything to give you, but, you know...
We need an intervention for all of us in the South. That's what this is.
If you want to add to this list as well, you can. We'll post it to our Facebook page. We want to know all things Southerners say and do, where you're kind of like, oh, yeah, we definitely do that. Mm-hmm.